This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone is a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're answering your questions. Questions come to us via radio program at AOL.com. That's the email destination for questions about overall health and nutrition, diet, integrated medicine, and I'm capably assisted in answering these questions by Layla Mudin, who's our nutritionist. So what's next, Layla?
Okay, we've got an email from Judy. Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. My sister-in-law was diagnosed with oral lichen planus a few years ago, and I'm wondering if there are things to help her with the discomfort.
Okay. Well, you know, let's talk about it. It's actually a fairly prevalent condition, and lichen planus is usually a whitish discoloration that can occur, in the cheeks or, on
is
the tongue.
Is it a fungi?
No, not necessarily. No, it's
something else.
It seems to resemble, it can make you think that it's yeast, but when you try to scrape it off, it doesn't come off. Sometimes it's painless. Uh-huh. And it has what's sometimes referred to as a reticulated pattern, which is sort of like a starburst pattern, usually not raised or slightly raised and discolored, like a hypopigmented color, like lighter color. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's very whitish patches, which are suggestive of yeast. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get an ulceration, and that's where it becomes really the bane of some
that's
people's existence.
Hurt.
It'll be very painful.
Yeah.
And it hurts. And it's a tenacious condition. Mm. And, it's interesting. I had a patient, with this condition many years ago. I've seen several since, who I did a lot of research on this condition for. And this is about 30 years ago. And I have to say that in looking this up again today, there hasn't been a lot of progress in the treatment of this.
Wow.
In those days, what you did is you took sort of a steroid gel and you dabbed it on your cheek or your tongue, wherever you're affected, and it reduced the inflammation. Mm-hmm. It's thought to be either an allergic or an autoimmune problem or both. It's not clear what. If you have the ulcerations, it's probably a good idea to avoid acidic food, irritating food.
Sure.
A food allergy per se?
Could it be caused by environmental toxins like mercury?
Well, it could be the mercury in your mouth.
Ah,
yeah, it's that some people
fillings.
Get relief when they change their dental materials. And we sometimes see it in close proximity to fillings.
Yeah.
There's also some literature on here. You can see we're recording this in New York.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Usually, this
ambulance.
Is actually a quieter office than our previous office.
That's
because
true.
We used to be on 6th Avenue. It's
ridiculous.
Ambulance Alley.
Yeah.
And now it's rare. What we get That's now true. Is we get the clip-clop of
the
horse-drawn carriages.
The hansom cabs.
I love that sound.
I love that sound, too. Yes, like that. I love that sound. Yeah.
And, with the horses
That's
with these
New
beautiful
York.
Carriages and, colors and the plumes that the horses wear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they didn't ban them. You know, that was the
I know.
Mayor, what's his face, was going to ban those things.
Yeah.
Anyway. We digress. So, at least until the ambulance passes.
Right.
There's some literature that suggests that things like green tea can be helpful as an antioxidant, high-dose vitamin A or carotenoids.
Mm.
The concern is that it might be precancerous.
Oh.
So it has to be followed and monitored.
Yeah.
You get a biopsy to make sure that it's okay.
Yeah.
you know, I think there's a good case for using healthy diet and, you know, restoring people's supplements. But as far as I know, I got to say, I don't think
there's
a
no
magic
real medical
bullet.
Treatment yeah. or anything.
I might try low-dose naltrexone in a hope to recalibrate the immune system.
I have a couple of patients who have lichen planus on their skin.
Skin, yeah.
And they are helped when they avoid gluten.
Oh, no question. That's a great bet.
Yeah. So that's like the first order of business. Sure. If you have lichen planus, get rid of the gluten in your diet. Mm-hmm. We have a similar question here from Marion. Are there supplements or other treatments for vaginal lichen sclerosis?
Okay. Lichen sclerosis is a terrible condition of its extreme dryness and flakiness and crustiness of the labia.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, it's obviously an uncomfortable condition, and it makes sex hard, and it's...
It should make walking hard.
Yeah, the treatment now is to use steroids, is to use a steroid cream, which has disadvantages because the steroid cream in itself can thin the skin and make it more fragile. One of the therapies that had been suggested is, interestingly, testosterone. And that was something that I've tried with some patients with, you know, greater or lesser success, not dramatic improvement. But the latest studies have shown that testosterone cream, which is strange, you know, for applying it on a woman. But testosterone is something that does, contrary to what steroids do, it thickens the skin. It actually helps to restore the skin. And it was thought maybe that could be helpful, but then the latest studies have nixed that and said that it's not that helpful.
Okay.
But, so, you know, I would use lots of essential fatty acids. I would use, you know, vitamin D and, you know, other things. Mm-hmm. And along the lines of lichen planus, I would probably boost up carotenoids and vitamin A. And then certainly avoid
gluten.
Food precipitants like gluten.
Would this be under the category of autoimmune, those lichen sclerosis, or...
Yes, possibly.
Interesting. Wow. Judy and Marion, thank you. For your questions.
I find that, you know, Manuka cream can be very soothing.
Oh, yeah, Manuka honey.
Yeah, it's actually very helpful for many types of external skin conditions. So it's a good point at which to pause because we want to allow our sponsors an opportunity to share an important message with you. So... listen up, here goes.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone is a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a free resource to you. And now back to our questions. What's next, Layla?
Okay, we've got a question from Joyce. I take trazodone at night to help me sleep.
Can I just comment on that?
Sure.
You know, there are some people just have terrible sleep problems, and we try melatonin and passion flower.
Lots of magnesium.
And magnesium and theanine and, you know, we can reel off, you know.
German chamomile.
Kava. Kava is something we can do.
Tryptophan.
And they just have a hell of a time. And they don't want to take these powerful sleep medications because they all have bad side effects. So trazodone is actually an antidepressant. But it's an antidepressant that has a sedating effect. So it doesn't make it a very good antidepressant to take in the daytime. But trazodone...
So if you're depressed at night... I'm sorry.
If you're depressed and you have insomnia,
which is
usually depressing. But actually, it turns out that, you know, I've discovered that some patients respond to low-dose trazodone. It's not even the right dose for depression. It's a much lower dose. And actually, had a patient come in... You know, we had a patient who the other day whose brother came in once... for terrible insomnia. He was in agony of insomnia. He tried everything. He's very astute about natural products. And I said, you know, I think you're going to need a medication, but I don't want to put you on a regular sleeping pill. We'll try the trazodone. Mm-hmm. And so this is 2 years ago, and I said, how's your brother? And she said, he's great. You really helped him. His sleep problems are much alleviated.
So wonderful.
People find it's beneficial.
Yeah.
And it's not the worst thing in the world to take.
This is when medication is appropriate.
And I got to tell you that there are concerns even about over-the-counter sleep medications that have come up. And I'm writing about this
Somanex
week.
And
well, they all have, Lunesta. They all have antihistamines in them.
Yeah.
And these antihistamines have what are called cholinergic effects. Now, the more sedating the antihistamine, the more the cholinergic effect. And they just did a study looking at people who use these long-term. And by long-term, it was like 1 to 3 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that those people were more prone to develop dementia.
Oh, no.
Because acetylcholine is necessary for nerve transmission.
Yeah.
And if you kill the acetylcholine with an anticholinergic, you will starve your brain of an essential neurotransmitter.
Wow.
And elderly people who are already on the cusp of dementia have much more susceptibility to this.
Oh, my goodness.
And those
are
the people who often have the sleep problems. So, and what's, who has, Benadryl is one of these things.
Yes.
Benadryl
is. You want to go to sleep? Benadryl.
Benadryl is in Excedrin PM. It's in Tylenol PM. I think they use a slightly different variant in Somanex and Unisom. You know, those are the popular over-the-counter ones. And they all have, antihistamines are what, knock you out.
Wow.
And they're antihistamines that aren't suitable for allergies because you don't really want to be, walking around, feel like you're falling out.
Exactly.
Unless at night you have your allergies at night.
Mm-hmm.
So they put them in these PM products. And in fact, they're in...
like Tylenol PM.
NyQuil PM.
NyQuil.
NyQuil. It's like, wow, that's the bomb.
Right.
People look forward to having a flu or something
exactly.
or cold.
It's
like NyQuil.
Last time I had to buy, my husband had a really bad cold. I almost want to call it the flu, but really bad cold, couldn't sleep.
Because,
you're congested, you can't breathe. I got him some NyQuil, PM.
Yeah.
I had to show my driver's license. This stuff was under lock and key.
Oh, yeah.
At Rite Aid, I had to show my driver's license.
Oh, it's a major drug.
I'm not going to go home and make meth.
the kids are taking
NyQuil.
Yeah.
My gosh. I thought that was ridiculous. Anyway.
I mean, you get completely stumped bonkers from that stuff. But,
So. So Joyce is taking the 75 milligram trazodone to help her sleep. Joyce says, I would like to know what are the chemical imbalances it might cause? Well, we just talked about.
It's not so horrible. I mean, it ain't great.
Mm-hmm.
And the other problem is when you induce sleep artificially, it's not like natural sleep.
Yeah.
So an alternative that I found helpful for some people is CBD,
cannabidiol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Thorne is a big vitamin company that's offering hemp oil that is good quality.
Mm-hmm.
That has a high content of CBD, but also there's what's called the entourage effect. You don't want just to have CBD. You want to have all these essential oils.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you want more people around you to take this in.
Like the show, Entourage. Like right. It's like you all want to get stoned.
You should all take CBD together.
In Bel Air around the pool. Did you ever watch that show?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
no, I didn't.
That was a terrible show.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
Well, it's just, everything bad about, kids today.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, right.
So Joyce is 69 years young. And otherwise in excellent condition, health, weight, exercise, eats very well, works full time. She's asking because it's become popular as a sleep aid and she found out a few of her friends are using it. She's tried everything non-drug in the past few years and now she's desperate.
Yeah.
So maybe CBD.
Maybe CBD.
Joyce, did you try all the other things that we were talking about? Melatonin and tryptophan? Protosorb magnesium is particularly nice.
Sure. But, guess what? Talk a little bit to us about sleep hygiene, please. Because, when I send people over to you, I write GERD diet, or sometimes I write, SCD, specific carbohydrate diet, or like very low carb diet.
Exactly.
And sometimes I'll write sleep hygiene.
Sleep hygiene,
because that's, you majored.
And that's when I chuckle.
You majored in nutrition, but you minored in, also sometimes for an exercise regimen, you minored in exercise, but also in sleep hygiene. So,
yes.
So what do you tell them in that room?
Yeah. And it's surprising, they complain, I can't sleep, I can't this. Well, where's your cell phone? Oh, it's always on my night table. You know, before I go to sleep, I Facebook, I this. No, that all has to not just leave the room. Nothing in your room should be blinking at you, number one.
Right.
I don't even want moonlight coming through the window.
Blackout
it should
shades.
Be black. Blackout shades. It has to be the proper temperature. Between 60 to 68 degrees Fahrenheit is optimal. The
meat
cooler,
locker.
The better. Like a meat locker. Exactly. No TV there. You should shut down your computer, stop looking at your tablet, mm-hmm. stop looking at your phone unless
right.
you need to answer it, like an hour and a half,
right.
2 hours before.
And I've also heard that, you know, you got to make sure that the bed is for two things, for sleep and for sex.
Yep.
And that's it.
That's it.
It's not like your office.
Yes.
It's not your, you know, recreation room or your, mm-hmm. your TV, because people with the TV on the wall there,
yeah.
you know, like in front of, that's not good.
No.
Although some people can sleep through a freight train.
Some people will, that's true too.
Yeah, that it doesn't matter.
But for some people, it lulls
people
them
with
to sleep.
Sensitive
yeah.
sleep cycles. You got to have regular circadian rhythm.
You do. You must get up at the same time every morning. Yes, even on the weekend. Try to go to sleep around the same time.
Light in your eyes.
Light in your eyes. And European natural medicine tells us our most restorative sleep is between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. We all need to be sleeping during
mm-hmm.
those hours.
Mm-hmm.
For most days of the mm-hmm. week, anyway. I'm not talking about
yep.
Saturday night
yep.
or something. But it's very important to maintain that.
Yeah.
Don't eat close to bedtime either. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be digesting during the night. Traditional Chinese medicine tells us not for 5 hours. You know, okay. the meal should be 5 hours before your bedtime.
And, you know, caffeine avoidance,
it.
Alcohol avoidance.
Yes, yes. They rob sleep.
Yeah.
And caffeine, and chocolate can rob sleep.
And there's
sleep.
More to it than that. But,
that's true.
You know, we need to, you know, people just say, what pill can I take? Well, it's a holistic thing.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, your day has something to do with your sleep. So if you exercise, you
yeah.
know, I'll tell you, you know,
deeper
exercise really
sleep.
Helps me sleep. Because, you know, when you're tired.
It's a much deeper, wonderful sleep.
When you're tired, you know, mm-hmm. you sleep. I mean, if you just sit around and, you know, don't bestir yourself, your sleep cycle is going to be poor.
That's true.
There are many medications that will disturb sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to look at people's medications.
And when if you take something like Ambien, that's not real sleep.
No, it's a phony
yeah,
sleep.
It's
and
not.
It's a, you get a rebound, you know.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
So
I will also say to Joyce, and I know doctors would recommend this. I would not recommend this, but progesterone.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't recommend that because it's a hormone.
Yeah.
And I don't go there. But doctors will recommend progesterone.
It's a wonderful, you know,
for
also,
women, for sleep.
You know, it's interesting, too, in speaking of hormones.
Yeah.
Patients with hypothyroid. Now, thyroid is something that speeds you up.
Oh, yeah.
But it makes you sleep deeper. I've had
yes.
many patients say that they feel more awake in the morning
mm-hmm.
and they sleep deeper when
yeah.
they take thyroid.
Yeah, this is very interesting.
So sleep is a high energy state.
It
actually
is.
Requires, you know, people
right.
who are fatigued,
especially
don't
the
sleep
REM
well.
Sleep and
yeah.
all that.
Yeah. To get deep into sleep requires a lot of energy.
People with low thyroid, hypothyroidism, and it's not being addressed, they always complain of a non-restorative
yeah.
sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They're not rested, refreshed, any of that, mm-hmm. until that gets fixed. It does mm-hmm. sound counterintuitive.
And the other thing that helps sleep, and I got to say, is testosterone.
Mm.
I think, you know, I'm a case in point because I had terrible pre-adolescent insomnia.
Mm.
And when I went through puberty, it kind of went away.
Yay.
Yay.
Good.
Now, I hope that, you know, if I'm, you know, 88 or 99 or, you know, whatever
uh-huh.
incredible age I may attain, that that testosterone doesn't wane because it may have an influence on my sleep, you know?
Well, you know about all the other sleep aids and stuff, so
yeah.
you could take care
or
of it that way.
I could take some testosterone.
Or you could take some testosterone, right.
There is no question that testosterone deepens sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It does have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's, you know, airway problems that people have. You know, they have obstructive
yeah.
breathing and, you know, they have, you know, you could do a sleep study to see if you have sleep apnea. That's
right.
another thing, too.
Right. Joyce, have you ever had a sleep study?
Yeah.
Do you snore? Do you have sleep apnea? That would be a big deal
yeah.
right there.
You know, we could go on and on about the science of sleep. It's quite detailed, but we're just giving you a smattering of information.
Yeah, and
it.
Joyce, I do want to mention, because you're taking trazodone, avoid citrus, especially grapefruit.
Oh, interesting. Why is that?
Because grapefruit contains an enzyme that could slow down the metabolism of the drug, thereby making it more potent.
So alternatively, could she take 50 milligrams instead of 75 and have a grapefruit every day?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Yeah, it's sort of like...
That could be a safe trial, because you're lowering the dose.
It's like hamburger helper for the trazodone.
Yeah.
You know, sort of like it extends its efficacy.
Right.
Yeah.
Potentiates.
Yeah, I mean, it could dangerously do that, or it could also be sparing of the medication. You could take less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you for your question, Joyce.
And I think that is a wrap for today because, well, you know, we didn't get to all the questions, but I think we had some interesting discussions generated, and we'll catch up to your rest of your questions in subsequent weeks.
Yep.
So please be patient. Keep listening. Your question will turn up eventually, and we urge you to continue to send questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. Also, supplements that we reference here on this Intelligent Medicine podcast, you can find them at Fullscript. We urge you to check out Fullscript. I think you'll find it a very convenient way to order your supplements. We had a patient today who was raving about Fullscript. She said it was great. You know,
yeah.
They send you reminders. They organize everything for you.
Yes.
And, you know, everything's there.
Mm-hmm. At your fingertips, which is terrific.
Some of the most esoteric supplements, really high quality stuff, available on Fullscript. Plus my recommendations you'll find there. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And thank you, Layla, for joining us today.
Thank you, everybody.
This is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.